Hello and welcome to the inaugural Aindel Goodbody Consumer Law Podcast. I'm Denise Dalyburn and joining me today is my colleague Mairead O'Brien. We are both members of Aindel Goodbody's dedicated consumer and advertising law team, which sits within the disputes and investigations group in the firm. We advise on all aspects of consumer law, from proactive compliance projects through to trickier contentious issues, including regulatory engagements, customer claims, and the defence of regulatory enforcement actions.
We are delighted to bring you our podcast today, where we're going to take a look at the uptick in consumer law enforcement activity at a domestic level by the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, but also at an EU level through the EU's Consumer Protection Cooperation Network. Bit of a mouthful there, Denise. The aim of today's session is to look behind the enforcement stats and highlight the emerging areas of focus, as well as offer our insights as to what we think the regulatory landscape may look like in the weeks and months ahead. So Denise, if you want to kick us off.
Sure. We thought it might be useful to set the scene as a starting point. So traditionally, the CCPC has taken a strategic approach to enforcement, deciding when to take action according to its four prioritisation principles. And these are: one, looking at the level of harm to consumers and the wider economy; two, the likely impact of its enforcement action; three, the strategic significance of the matter; and four, the risks, resources and costs involved.
So essentially, they carefully choose how they spend their time and resources and target the areas where there is the most risk to consumers.
Exactly.
So efforts have in the past focused largely on education, with the rationale being that the more business-to-consumer businesses are aware of their obligations, the more likely they are to comply, and only moving to enforcement where these efforts do not appear to be landing. So many of our listeners will be well familiar with this carrot-not-the-stick approach to Irish regulatory enforcement. However, over the last number of years, we've seen a shift away from this approach by the CCPC, who are now not afraid to show their teeth when it comes to enforcement.
Absolutely. And maybe before we delve into the enforcement trends that we're seeing, it may be helpful to put some stats around what we mean when we talk about this uptick in enforcement activity. So the CCPC recently published a record of its enforcement activity for 2024. This included the fact that 5 businesses were prosecuted in court for breaches of pricing laws, 23 compliance notices were served on businesses, including for the first time on a number of influencers, and there were 47 fixed payment notices, essentially on-the-spot fines, served on retailers, including some well-known household names. It's worth noting that the detail of these actions against each of these traders is published on the CCPC's consumer protection list, and unsurprisingly, there was a fair amount of media coverage of these actions, so there is an adverse publicity risk here.
Interesting. I suppose for our listeners, they may be interested to know what precipitated these enforcement actions and was there any regulatory engagement beforehand?
Yes, so there were 205 consumer protection inspections in 2024 to see whether businesses were consumer law compliant. That's up 12% year on year, and it consisted of both in-store and online inspections. The CCPC also indicated that inspection activity is continuing at a similar pace this year, with 58 unannounced inspections earlier this month alone. Another interesting feature of the announcement around the 2024 enforcement activity was a call by the CCPC for larger fines to be imposed on companies that violate consumer law. And that's a point which we might return to later in our conversation.
Yes, let's put a pin in that one for a minute. And let's maybe take a look at the trends behind this enforcement activity. So undeniably, breaches of pricing law has become a key area of focus for the CCPC. But the warning signs for this have been there over the last number of years. As far back as July 2023, Denise, you might recall, the CCPC announced that it had conducted market surveillance on foot of the introduction of new rules regarding reference pricing. At that time, it said it had identified concerning practices when it came to pricing, that the engagement phase was over educating businesses about their obligations, and the CCPC was moving towards enforcement as a matter of priority.
Okay, so it's not really surprising then that we saw the CCPC announce late last year that prosecutions were going ahead for breaches of these pricing laws, and for 5 of them to be reported in the most recent update. I think our expectation is that more will follow in the year ahead. So it's certainly one that businesses should be focusing their efforts on in order to ensure compliance.
And with many areas of consumer law, the rules in this area are tricky. So to be fair to businesses, interpretations can differ, and that's where sometimes legal advice may be needed.
We would say that, wouldn't we? So moving on, but keeping with the theme of pricing laws, one of the big topics in 2024 was dynamic pricing, most notably in the context of the sale of tickets for the hotly anticipated Oasis reunion tour, which is currently under investigation by the CCPC. Just a quick explainer on dynamic pricing. This is where the price of a product or service changes based on demand, something we're used to for hotel and flight prices, but is becoming more common in other areas, including the sale of concert tickets. Now, there's no specific consumer law that bans this practice, but businesses need to be careful to comply with pricing laws to ensure that their pricing processes are transparent to consumers.
Exactly. And what's interesting about this investigation is that it seems to have started because of the public outcry over the ticket sales process and how it was communicated to consumers. So in the CCPC's press release announcing the investigation, it noted that it had received over 100 complaints from the public regarding the sales process. Maybe a key takeaway for businesses here is that consumer dissatisfaction and media attention can significantly influence enforcement activity. Therefore, tracking significant volumes of customer complaints and investigating them to see if remedial action is needed may prove important if the regulator comes knocking.
For sure, Mairead. I think that's really practical advice for businesses. So one final trend to mention is the enforcement action which has been taken against influencers, something which has long been signalled as an area of focus for the CCPC. Specifically, the CCPC and the Irish Advertising Standards Authority have been teaming up for some time, issuing joint guidance on influencer advertising and running a series of educational webinars with the core message, "If in doubt, label it." And we had already seen that the ASA decisions over the past 12 months have started to name both the influencer and the brand who are found to be in breach of the ASA code, largely for failure to disclose that their content is commercial in nature as opposed to user-generated content.
Yes, and we're now seeing the CCPC ramping up the risk associated with getting it wrong by issuing influencers with compliance notices, which effectively direct them to disclose the commercial nature of their content in future paid promotions. And these influencers will now be subject to ongoing monitoring. So if they get it wrong in the future, they may be subject to further enforcement action, which may possibly include a criminal prosecution. So if we were to sum it up, for brands and influencers, the warning shots have long been fired. And both from a reputational and an enforcement perspective, it's important to get your influencer advertising right.
Absolutely. And I think just in terms of a broader takeaway, I'd also say that it's clear that signals from the regulator are really important in terms of identifying areas of interest which may become the subject of enforcement activity down the road. And we've seen this with pricing, we've seen this with influencers. So we really do need to keep an eye on the areas which the CCPC specifically calls out as priority enforcement areas.
For sure.
Great. So moving on now to look a little more broadly than the island of Ireland. Another interesting feature of the CCPC's ramp up in enforcement activity is the role that it's been playing as part of the EU's Consumer Protection and Cooperation Network. Just to give a little explainer here on how consumer law enforcement works at EU level, while most EU consumer laws emanate from EU directives, they're enforced at national level. So it's different from GDPR, where we have the one-stop shop concept, or other regimes such as Digital Services Act, where at least some of the enforcement activity is at EU level. The CPC network brings together national consumer protection agencies via an EU network, which works in collaboration with the European Commission to tackle cross-border infringements of EU consumer laws. This typically takes the form of a number of national regulators teaming up to carry out a coordinated action or engagement with an entity which is perceived to be in breach of consumer law. The relevant regulators identify breaches and seek commitments from the traders to remedy these issues. Where the commitments aren't forthcoming or those commitments are not satisfactory, enforcement action may follow by any of the relevant national consumer regulators.
Thanks, Denise. That's a really helpful scene setting. Two points I suppose we want to just make around the activity of the CPC network is in relation to the CCPC's increased role within the network and also the sectorial focus which the CPC network is taking towards e-commerce service providers. So for anyone that's been tracking the CCPC's activity over the last number of years, which me and Denise certainly have, you will have noticed that the CCPC has acted as co-lead regulator in a number of significant engagements involving companies in the technology sector. So this is hardly surprising in circumstances where many of these companies are headquartered in Dublin. So in 2024 alone, it was announced that the CCPC was acting as co-lead regulator in relation to two significant players in the industry. So commitments have been sought in respect of those traders for perceived breaches of consumer protection legislation, and the outcome of these engagements is awaited. So on that related point, and as you've said, there has been a sectorial focus by the CPC network on e-commerce and digital service platforms. In 2024, the CPC network announced that it had obtained commitments from four different e-commerce service platform providers in respect of breaches of consumer law. And these related to a diverse range of issues. So sustainability claims, transparency in ranking information, the application of automated price personalization practices, and clarity around price information and customer reviews. So a lot of issues there, Denise.
Absolutely. And it's not just the CPC network who are focused on the e-commerce sector. The European Commission announced in February of this year that it was setting its sights on online businesses, including e-commerce and online marketplaces, with a more joined up approach to enforcement of corresponding obligations under consumer law, the Digital Services Act, and also new product safety laws. And this update was made in the format of a formal communication, which made it really clear that these businesses can expect overlapping investigations under different regulatory regimes where these potential breaches are identified.
So much to digest there in the level of enforcement activity and indications of the future direction of travel for regulatory enforcement. One point I want to come back to that we talked about a little bit earlier was the CCPC's calls for larger fines to be imposed on companies that violate consumer law. This is something which we've seen in many of the announcements which the CCPC have made over the last 6 months. So whether that's in respect of their 10th anniversary, prosecution announcements, or more recently, the announcement of their 2024 enforcement activity. The concern of the CCPC appears to be that the level of fines are not currently acting as a deterrent to businesses. And the call is for, and I quote, "the government to give us the power to issue meaningful fines to companies breaking consumer law. Allowing the CCPC to directly impose meaningful fines would send a clear signal to businesses that they must treat consumers fairly or face serious consequences." So Denise, this is undoubtedly a clear call from the CCPC to be empowered with direct fining ability, or more commonly known as an administrative sanctions process. I suppose, Denise, from your perspective, do you think this is something which could really happen?
It's difficult to say, but there are a couple of indicators which would suggest that it could be coming down the tracks. The first thing to say is that there is precedent here, with a number of Irish regulators having significant powers to impose direct fines, although that they are subject to court confirmation. So the CCPC itself has administrative sanctions powers in relation to breaches of competition law. Other regulators such as Comisiún na Mban, Ireland's media regulator, and the Central Bank of Ireland, which regulates financial services in Ireland, also have power to impose fines directly. And no doubt the CCPC and also the legislature will be looking across the English Channel to the UK Competition and Markets Authority, which recently obtained direct enforcement powers for breaches of consumer law and has the power now to impose fines of up to 10% of a company's annual global turnover for breaching consumer laws and up to 5% for breaching undertakings during regulator. So really significant risk here for businesses.
Interesting.
And the second thing to note is that the Programme for Government, which was published in January 2025, noted that they were going to carry out an independent review of the CCPC with a focus on further strengthening legislation and examining the creation of two separate agencies. So we would once more have a dedicated consumer enforcement agency. And I've no doubt that the CCPC will be making their views on the types of enforcement powers that they need in order for their enforcement to be meaningful as part of that review.
So the other detail, I suppose, not to lose focus in all of this, is that the CCPC does currently have scope to look, at least, for very significant sanctions to be imposed where there is breaches of consumer laws. So there's fines of well in excess of 100,000 available for domestic infringements and 4% of turnover for widespread cross-border infringements. However, the footnote or the barrier to all this, maybe from the CCPC's perspective, is that these fines can only be imposed following a successful criminal prosecution. And as we both know, the bar is very high in such a prosecution. The proofs are heavy, resource and time intensive. So it's potentially a barrier for the CCPC.
Absolutely. So I think in terms of likelihood of this actually happening, it's a wait and see from us, but we'll definitely be tracking it really closely because it would represent a serious uptick in terms of the enforcement powers of the CCPC.
For sure. So to sum up, the enforcement landscape for consumer protection law is evolving rapidly, and B2C businesses need to be prepared. Staying informed of legislative obligations and enforcement trends and being proactive with adequate compliance measures will help businesses to stay on the right side of the regulator.
Absolutely. So now all that's left for me to say is thanks very much, everyone, for joining us today. We really hope that you found this podcast informative and helpful. If you have any questions or want further information, please don't hesitate to reach out to us or keep an eye on our LinkedIn and our website for further updates.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.